If a sayer of unclean truma, so this is truma which has become ritually impure, it's come into contact with a source of impurity, so it's ritually impure, and it's fallen into less than 100 of other produce, and that is whether the other produce, says the Mishnah, is chulin, normal produce, or the masa rishon, or it's the first masa that needs to go to the levy, or the masa sheni, or the second masa which went to a poor person, or up to Jerusalem to be eaten, or the hektesh, or even into temple property. In all of these cases, the important point is that the sayer of truma that fell in was impure. Now, sayer of truma that is impure, normally it can't be eaten by Kohen because it's impure. It could be normally burnt, so he could use it for fuel, to fuel his fire. But in this case over here, Bain Tahorim Yerkavu, says the Mishnah, it has to be, this mixture has to be left to rot. And it brings the Kahati that the reason the rabbis didn't allow the Kohen to burn up the mixture is that we worry that someone else will come along and they will eat from the mixture before it's burnt up. So because it's now fallen into a mixture, we now put on a rabbinical stringency and the whole mixture has to be left to rot. It can't be used in any way. If the sayer that fell in is pure, right, so now it's pure. Now we've got a different scenario. If it fell into chulin, if it fell into other normal produce, and it's less than 100 to 1, so it's not nullified, yimachru l'kohanim b'demei truma, the whole batch, let's say it fell into 50, ratio 50 to 1. So the whole batch is sold to the Kohen for the price of 50, those 50, but we pretend that it's truma, which is a lower price. Truma was always sold at a lower price because there was a limited market for truma. So truma was sold at a low price. We sell off this whole batch of 51, but 50 of it we sell as for the lower value of truma, and one we give away because inside the 51 is one sayer of truma that fell in. So that sayer we don't sell, we give to the Kohen for free. The Im L'Masa Rishon Nafla, if it fell into a first tithe that's supposed to go to the Levi, Yikra Shem L'Trumas Masa, then what he should do is he should use that whole mixture for Trumas Masa for other produce. So remember that from the Masa Rishon, the Levi has to give a tithe to the Kohen. So in here, he's got one part Truma and 50 parts not Truma. 50 parts Masa Rishon. So that 50 parts Masa Rishon, he should make it all go to the Kohen for other produce. And that's how he'll be able to sort that mess out. The Imla Masa Sheni, if it falls into Masa Sheni, which goes up to Jerusalem or is given to a poor person, or Le Hekdesh Nafla, or it falls into temple property, Hare Elu Yepadu. So this can be redeemed onto other money. You can redeem temple property onto other money, and then you give the money to the temple. Or if it's second tithe, if it's second Masa Sheni that's got to go up to Jerusalem, you can redeem it onto money and take the money up to Jerusalem. We'll learn this when we get to that Masechta. But what he would do is he'd redeem the 50 onto money, and then he's got a mixture of chulin and normal produce and one truma, and then he'll treat that as sell it to the Kohen, the 50 at the lower price, as we said before, and the one he'll give to the Kohen for free. Vim t'mayim hayu oisan hachulin. If what the truma fell into is unclean, now we've got a problem, because now we've got clean truma in unclean other produce. And what we don't want is we don't want the truma to become unclean. We don't want it to become impure. So there's a few ways he can avoid that from happening. One, ya'achlu nikudim o klayos. What he can do is he can eat it dry or roasted. He can eat it dry or roasted because dry produce impurity doesn't transmit. And if it's dry and roasted, the impurity also won't transmit. So there the impurity won't transmit to the new produce. Or yeloshi b'meparis, another thing you can do with it is mix it with fruit juice, because in order for impurity to spread, there needs to be moisture, but from one of the seven liquids, and fruit juice is not one of the seven liquids. Or he should divide it up into different pieces where there's less than an egg's bulk. In order for food to transmit impurity, it has to be an egg's bulk or more, otherwise it doesn't transmit impurity. These are all laws we'll learn when we get to Tahoris. But so this is a way he would keep the trimmer that has fallen in there, he would keep it clean. And then he still can't eat it, obviously, because he's still got to get it to a kohen. So he would still sell the whole thing to the kohen, 50 for the lower for a lower value, and the one he would give to the kohen for free. But he's got to manage it and process it in one of these ways to make sure that the one truma that fell in there remains pure and does not become impure.